Good morning, Symphony Church. We are closing out the book of Malachi today with Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. And I'll read that for us. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Amen. Have you noticed that we place great significance on the way that something ends? Think back to the most impactful book or movie or even personal experience in your life. We might forget the details or even how it begins or how things unfold in the middle, but we almost always remember how it ends. And maybe because of this, authors and playwrights and directors throughout time have placed great importance on the ending of their works. They want to leave their audience with something profound, something that will set the tone for how they think back on the story long afterwards. You can also observe the importance of endings in life today. You know, when you get a call from friends or family and they end with an "I love you," it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. On the other hand, when you get a message from your boss that ends with a "come talk to me when you get a chance," we might forget everything before that because we get so fixated and anxious on that line. The ending is important. And when it comes to important things, it makes sense that something as important as the Old Testament would have an equally important ending to it. Something that concludes the narrative of God and man on a positive note. Something that leaves the reader with things like hope and cheer. But when we read our passage today, the last words inspired by God in the Old Testament, it's not so much so. It's not all bad. We see in verse 5 that God plans to send the prophet Elijah to us one day and that there will be the turning of hearts between fathers and their children. But Malachi felt that it was important not to end it there, but to include a reminder that God striking the land with a decree of utter destruction was still a real possibility. It's a conclusion that leaves many questions, and we know that for the Israelites at that time, it was even more confusing because it immediately was followed by 400 years of silence from God. They must have thought, is this it? Is this the final message that God is leaving us? Of course, we know that it wasn't. We know that the 400 years came to an end. We know that John the Baptist would one day prepare the way for the Messiah. We know that in a manger in Bethlehem, a baby boy would be born that would rewrite reality for all of mankind. We know that the Savior, fully God and fully man, would go on to turn water into wine, to recruit 12 ragtag disciples, to heal the sick and rebuke the Pharisees, to die on the cross, to pay the price of sin once and for all. We know that the ending of Malachi, the ending of the Old Testament, it's not really an ending at all. It's merely an intermission. When it comes to the story of sin, of the iniquity that plagued man from Genesis onward, the ending is Jesus saying on the cross, "It is finished." That's not our story anymore. You know, endings are important, but our story now is all the more important because it no longer has an ending. To put it plainly and to, you know, close out this metaphor, the eternal life, the life without end that we have in Jesus is what we're waiting for. There's no ending that is going to put the final pin in our lives. Even if God does strike the land with a decree of utter destruction, we can rest easy knowing that he has saved us from that fate. Without Jesus, the book of Malachi is a book of doom, but with him, it becomes one of hope. If we flip through the rest of our Bibles and we look to the ending of the New Testament, we have the disciple John say this, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all." Malachi points out that the great day of the Lord, where those who are saved will enter into heaven and start eternity with him, is coming one day. But John reminds us that the grace that'll get us there that day is now with us today as well. It's with us even now, even as we're waiting. The grace of the Lord Jesus is with us all. So let's continue to live joyfully in the grace of Christ. You know, that looks really different for each and every one of us. We experience joy in different ways. But I think that all stems from the truth that we were saved from a fate that we deserved. We're in a new life with Him, and it is a life that's never going to end. I'll just give us a couple minutes before we close today, just to reflect on that truth. You know, I think joy is something that can get a little bit repetitive, but I think it's something that's so important for us to continually meditate on. I think the world is really good at convincing us that this ending of Malachi is the ending that we should expect. That things are going wrong, that there is going to be destruction in our future. But let's continue to remind ourselves, let's continue to remind each other that that's not true. That because of Jesus, there's no way that's true anymore. Let's take some time to reflect on this. Lord, once again, we thank you. We thank you that you have saved us. We thank you that your Son came down and paid the price for our sin. Lord, as we read about the Israelites, how they contended with God and how they were wicked and corrupted, Lord, I pray that we not take advantage of the grace that we have been given. I pray that we not just see grace as a free pass to do whatever we want. That's not how grace works. Instead, may we turn from the evil ways that are so natural to us. Instead, may we celebrate. May we live with joy, knowing that our stories have no endings anymore, that we have eternal life with you. Lord, I pray that we can live a little bit of that now, that even today, even when we're in the world, that your light can shine in our lives, that we live as if we're living in eternity already. Lord, would you be with us? Help us today. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.